Well, hello, everyone. I'm in Tsukushino. I think that's how you say Tsukushino. It's Tokyo, or just outside Tokyo, where it's quieter. I'm sitting in a little plaza next to the home of Matthew Dons. And that's what I'm doing here. I'm visiting Matthew, visiting my friend, and of course enjoying the surroundings, taking in some of what Japan has to offer, which I know that I like so much. And so it's a Thursday evening, rush hour, I'm hoping, just ended. And out here in the suburbs, you know it's rush hour only because every few minutes from out of the subway or the metro come dozens upon dozens of people. Oh, getting a little wind here. I'll see if I can protect the Mic Me recorder. I'm using a Mic Me. If you're thinking about starting a podcast, I'll openly promote this product. It's called Mic Me. It's a tiny portable Bluetooth recorder. I'm not using the Bluetooth right now. I'm using just the recording part with some headphones stuck in it. It's a little tiny square that fits in the palm of my hand and for the most part doesn't make me stick out too much, though it's hard not to stick out in Japan, maybe less so in Tokyo, where I'm just another tourist. But I'm in a little area where there's not as many tourists, if there's just not tourists. So in that sense, it's nice to have a recorder that not everybody notices. So we'll see if people pass me, how awkward I feel. But as you can hear, it's all about the cicadas. Or no, not the cicadas, the crickets. The cricket. Did I call them cicadas earlier? Oh, you can tell I'm jet-lagged, not thinking clearly. But I wanted to check in, say hello. There was just a monsoon 2 days ago. I arrived yesterday, and so just before my flight landed, the monsoon had passed. That was the monsoon that hit Osaka extra hard, and the airport is now closed as a major road that connects to the airport island was hit by a ship. That is the story of our society now. Things that you don't expect ever to happen. And a ship hit the road is damaged. I guess the ship's damaged too. And so that airport is closed. That's a big one. I almost got a flight to Osaka when I was trying to plan this journey. Oh, here comes that wind again. So the Mic Me doesn't have any wind protection, although it's got a nice housing. I have to kind of feel where the wind is coming from so I can block it, maybe. Turning it. So yes, it's Tokyo. I'll be here for a better part of 9 days. Besides being in Tokyo, I'll also head up to Mount Fuji. Not really Mount Fuji, just the area. I think there's a view. I think it's impossible to avoid a view of Mount Fuji if you're in the area. To an onsen. Onsen, as I understand it, is like not a sauna, but a bath. A natural bath, perhaps. And it's I've just seen all these photos of this large, natural-looking bath pool overlooking a valley with Mount Fuji in the distance. So I'm expecting nature. I'm expecting mountain air. I'm expecting bathing. And by the advice of my good friend, I'll be trying to do this at sun up, at sunrise, and sunset. That's my goal. I think I can manage one sunset, one sunrise, two of each, more or less, or two of one of the other. So that'll be my other activity, but otherwise I'm just here. I'm here to visit Matthew, spend some time. As you know, I'm still using the word fighting, though I'm reading a lot of books about how we think about life and the words that we use. And I don't know if fighting is always the right word for anything when it involves life and how life changes. You know, we say you fight for a job, you fight for a relationship, you fight for your life. Kind of get it, but also at the same time, I feel like these words are inadequate to describe what we're doing and what life is doing. But so Matthew, of course, battling living with cancer and just getting to spend time with him, sit, talk, hang out with the kids, who I find so entertaining and interesting and inspiring. That's my major goal. I did add a little goal for myself, which is tomorrow I'll head to Yokohama, where I've never been, and I want to see baseball. I don't know how it happened, but over the years, I've returned to baseball, a sport that I liked when I was a kid. And now I find myself listening to the radio, listening to baseball. And so I'm going to go see the Bay Stars, I believe. I don't remember who they're playing, but I'm just excited to be in a stadium watching Japanese professional baseball. I think it'll be super interesting. And so that's my activity for a Friday night. Just me, I think. I don't think anyone wants to come with me or can. Most people are not into baseball that I know. But apparently Japan loves their baseball, so I'm sure it'll be well attended. I hope I can still get a ticket. That's my activity. Otherwise, I'm going to go, now that rush hour has ended, I'm going to dare to take the train for 45 minutes to an hour and go say hi to Shibuya, the big city, the action, the lights. I'm hoping not to get crushed on the metro, because that is my least favorite thing in life, besides war and starvation and all the bad things. But somewhere on that list is getting crushed on a Tokyo metro is among my least favorite things. I would do anything to avoid it. So if I do see rush hour still in existence, I'm just going to change my plan and get out, walk, pay for a taxi, whatever it takes. Just don't let me be crushed in a metro again. I hated it so much last time. And that's a story to some extent. I'm staying out here in the suburbs, not in the same suburb, but in another one. Bedroom communities, they're called, or bed communities, I think in Japanese. I'm staying with a lovely family. Such a pleasure to speak with them. I spent way longer than I expected, several hours this morning over breakfast, talking with one member of the family. We had so much to talk about and so many topics in common between pottery, tea, making things, and the idea of living off of them, and that process of understanding how to do that, how to do your art, and also how to make a living as society dictates that you must, and the contradiction perhaps there that exists. I think I'll stop there. I'll give you some sounds of the journey as we go. Maybe the metro, that's always fun sounds. And then once we get to Shibuya, the sounds of Shibuya, which are many. All right, so this is Mark in Tokyo. It's September 7th, I think. Could be 6th. September 6th, 2018. And it's, as always, a pleasure to get to travel, which I do a lot, fortunately. And then to get to travel with you is something I am very thankful for and I very much still enjoy. So thanks for listening and stick with me. Let's see what we see or hear what we hear. Greetings from Yokohama Stadium in Japan. We're at a baseball game. Watching the Bay Stars take on the Swallows of Tokyo, Bay Stars of Yokohama. And up here at the very, very top of the stadium, standing room. And this is the first chance that the Bay Stars really have. It's already the sixth inning. There it goes. Back, away back to the wall. And they caught it at the warning track. Anyway, if you don't know baseball, none of this matters. What is interesting, perhaps, is the culture. As I was saying, what is interesting is the culture of baseball, a sport I grew up with in the U.S. in New York, but of course, watching it played here in Japan, Yokohama is, I guess, connected in many ways to Tokyo. It's right next door, itself a large city, and this is their baseball team. I think I checked the standings. They're not one of the best, but it doesn't matter. People love them. I'm in the upper deck standing, and people are here wearing their blue and white, singing their songs. Everybody knows the lyrics. I have no idea, of course. Everybody brings their scarves, shirts, hats, family members. I see old people, young people. It's a huge mix. And all around there are girls wearing backpacks, bringing people beer, iced tea, whatever other drinks. A lot of drinking. But everybody is very organized and civilized as they sit in their assigned seat. And they love this team so much, the stadium is full. And like I said, the home team has got a chance here, so they're going to get loud if the current batter manages to hit. The Swallows pitcher set, he delivers, and that's a strike. Enthusiastic strike on the part of the umpire. You'll never hear the audience boo, which is very interesting. Many crowds in this world would boo certain calls that they didn't agree with, but here, nobody boos. I'm here. There we go again. And that is it. Three outs. One of their best hitters just went down, so the crowd will now become quiet. In between innings, they do a big old party with dancing cheerleaders, which is kind of odd. It's more than kind of odd. It's... I don't know. There are things about gender in Japan that are beyond my understanding, or they're familiar to a different time, maybe, in some ways. The visiting team is now opening up umbrellas and doing some kind of umbrella dance. It's very festive. They're adorable. Also very fascinating. I wonder if you'll be able to hear me in the recording. Also very fascinating. It seems like, well, here, both teams have at least one player from Latin America. And I looked through a few lineups around the league. I've been watching and paying attention to Japanese baseball lately in preparation for this trip. And every team has at least one player from Latin America, sometimes North America. It's very fascinating. I don't get an idea either way that they're star players, although they are usually in positions to deliver big in the lineup. And I wonder, I don't know much about them, but I wonder what life is like, what kind of contracts they get. Would they rather be in the U.S.? Is this good? I think it must be pretty good. Working, living in Japan, though I wonder if many of them bring their families, so many may be okay with life, but actually be homesick or miss certain people. But otherwise, I think quality of life is quite nice. I mean, you have these adoring fans who sing songs for the Latin American players the same way they sing songs for the Japanese players, which is pretty cool. Maybe we'll see. There's a player called Lopez. No, that's not him. Every time he comes up, they try to say things in Spanish, I believe. I think I heard... I can't remember what the slogan was, but I heard it. When I saw it, I knew it. Anyway, yeah, this is all part of my visit to Japan. I thought, take in a baseball game. So I took the metro out here. Very easy. Pretty busy, of course, but not too bad. So that there was room for me. And just walked over from the metro to this stadium. Got a ticket for, I don't know, probably around $30. Far too much money for a standing ticket, but it's a unique experience, so I thought, let's do it. Also fascinating, I can stand here and talk surrounded by people and nobody is going to pay attention to me. They are in their own worlds, which is kind of cool. Maybe it's a podcaster's dream because you can stand and talk to yourself and nobody would really spend too much time looking at you. Girls next to me are taking a selfie in their baseball shirts. And there's a chopper to the first baseman himself from Latin America. I think that is Lopez, actually. And there we go. This is baseball in Japan. It's September, so just like in the U.S., I think this is towards the end of the season. These guys have been playing for several months. And it's very interesting. There's a lot of teams from Tokyo. So if you're in Tokyo, it's always a good chance you can maybe catch a game if you can get a ticket, which is not as easy as I thought, but if you're willing to stand, apparently it's fine. Also fun, I was one of the few foreigners trying to get a ticket, and ooh, there's a shot deep right to center field. Center fielder's going to get it, no big deal. And everybody's happy because it's a Swallows player who just got out. So yeah, it's a very fascinating environment. Families, of course, here. Everybody has a shirt. Everybody wants a shirt. I guess that's similar to sports in other countries. And people are willing to stand up here for 2 to 3 hours. They kind of picnic. Guy in front of me set up a little picnic blanket and took off his shoes and made himself comfortable, and then promptly left to the bathroom for the last 20 minutes, 30 minutes, I don't know. It's very interesting. I guess many people all over this world don't really want to sit still for this long. So they set up, and then they walk away. Also interesting, in this country, you would walk away and leave. He's got his backpack in front of me, all of his stuff, all of his belongings, and he just walks away because we're in Japan. Anyway, Vladimir Valentin is up. I don't know where he's from, but he plays for the Swallows, the Yakult Swallows, as they're called. They wear green, neon green, and dark green. Vlad is the what we call the cleanup hitter in baseball, and so that means he has power. I'm curious to see if he'll hit a shot here. I know everybody wants to see a home run. It seems like a very hard park to hit a home run in. I don't know how many people are here. It's not that big. You can see that they're renovating to try and fit a couple hundred more. I bet the stadium only holds like 10,000 people. Not much more than that. I say it's half of a stadium, say, back in New York. Oh wait, that doesn't work because stadiums in New York now hold like 40,000. I don't know. It's not big though, so that's why it also fills up pretty easily. And it's nighttime. It's summer weather. It's hot and sticky during the day, so I think it's really nice to be out here. In Celsius, it's about 24 degrees. In Fahrenheit, I think it's more like, what do you call that? 80, 75. So it's pretty pleasant with a breeze, especially if you're up here in the nosebleeds. And I'm just going to keep standing for another inning or two, and then I might want to get out of here, because one thing Tokyo and Yokohama are good at is crowding and getting very crowded and getting very busy. Oh, everybody in the seventh inning takes out their blue balloons, which look suspiciously like large blue sperm. Everybody has a large blue sperm in their arms, hands, and they wave it around. Amazing. Always sounds like they're saying, "Let's go Yankees." Alright. People are excited. There's a man on base. I believe that's Vlad. And there's a player batting who has only one name, and that's Yuhei. He's like Madonna, one name. I think that's about it for the report here. I'm going to watch a little more baseball. And then I'm going to have a look at Yokohama in the evening. See what I see. Kind of like it. It seems like a friendly city. Girls next to me are blowing up their giant blue balloons. I did not receive mine. I guess I'm not in the fan club. Oh, there goes a blue balloon onto the field. That could be a problem. And we're now warned that many foul balls are flying, but we're nowhere near any place where a foul ball could possibly land. So, I think that about covers it. Baseball in Japan, my first game ever. I'll tell you about more things Japan-related when I come back. Maybe not from a stadium, but I'll leave you with a little more audio from over here where the visiting team is threatening with one person on base. And, well, actually, I think this threat is about to be neutralized as there are two strikes. Let me do some play-by-play. Ino is set. It's a 1-2 pitch. And he deals. Oh, it's a chopper to shortstop. Shortstop flips the second, gets the out, end of the inning. And that's no runs on one hit. Swallow 0, Bay Stars 0 from Yokohama in Japan.